しい気持ちでふわりさあ始まるこのパーティー、ここはフリーみんなにコーリー、いつものメンバー DJ、 どこにいてもつながる Say yeah、 人生なんて無くと雨、一緒にいればきっと晴れ、一人で泣いてて出し限定、みんなで踊ってアルデンテ、ここにいれば寂しくないじゃん、フロア揺らす3人1畳、レータービームで照らす輝けた手はどこまでもでか、何でも叶う魔法の時間、ワンナイマジック、そんな時間へんてこまいへんてこまい、そんなの気にせず踊っちゃえ。初めてだって関係ない、好きにしちゃって It's alright、 人生なんて無くと雨、甘いバッタなんてダメ、トイレやんでちょっと自然で、みんなで忘れてアルデンテ、君に伝えたいミュージック、一目見たらほら夢中に、僕を満たすようなマジック、もどかしい気持ちでふわり、忘れたい夜はグッと、涙をこらえるならキュート、へんてこまいへんてこまい、そんなの気にせず踊っちゃおう。
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. This show and all of CITR's shows broadcast on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What's up? Thank you so much for tuning in. You just heard Hi Domo by Kale White. My little sister sent me this song and was just like, I thought you'd like it. And I was like, cool, so you've changed my life. And that's great. We'll never be the same. I love it. I'm obsessed. Disclaimer, I do not speak Japanese, so if there were any bad words in that song, I didn't know, and I'm sorry. So Teachable Moments, it's just a moment where we take some time to teach each other, and I guess you, and also myself, what cool is. What's cool? I have no idea. I'm a dork, and I can't help it. Today's definition of the word cool is cool pronoun it. I was kind of thinking, like, it's the it thing, you know what I mean? Which feels very, like, I don't know, like, 19... I guess, like, my brain wants to say, like, 1930s. But it is kind of interesting that, like, it, like, the it factor, you know what I mean? Like, which is kind of, like, star quality, but it's also talent, like someone has it, when they're like creating things that speak to people, I guess. I don't know, but it's just the word it, cool pronoun it. So, looked up some definitions, there are 10, which is like makes a lot of sense. We use that word a lot. It is funny, like, the more we use a word, the more definitions there are for it, which, like, feels intuitive, but, like, you'd think that we would, like, I don't know, like, if we use a word, it would have, like, a more specific meaning, but it feels like that's usually the opposite is what happens, where, like, we, like, generalize the meaning more and more. So, first definition, just used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. Referring to a fact or situation previously mentioned, known, or happening. So one, and then two, used to identify a person. The example for this one is, it's me! I don't know how often, or I guess, I almost said I don't know how often people are like, it's Jenna! But I guess like anytime Jenna shows up, you'd be like, oh, it's Jenna. What's up, Jenna? So that's kind of my... That's the beginning of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got some music for you that have some it factor. All the songs have an it factor to them. So first is this brand new Puzzlehead song. Rocky's song. Came out, like, today, so very exciting. So this is Rocky Song by Puzzlehead on Teachable Moments. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Desire by Tough Age off of Which Way Am I? The album that came out like a couple weeks ago, I want to say, off of Mint Records. Super duper good. I'm like really loving I'm really feeling the music that's been coming out during this quarantine social isolation moment. Just for that, you heard Water by Oblomov off of their most recent album, Steady Drip of a Broken Spout, and then opened that set with Rocky Song by Puzzlehead. Today's definition of the word cool on Teachable Moments is cool pronoun it. Because, I don't know, it's like it, that's it. Like, they're it. The cool thing is the it thing. I'm a dork, I have no idea. I have as much context as you for this. So we talked a little bit about kind of like the basic like meaning of the pronoun, and now there's like kind of, it's kind of like getting more specific, I guess. So it means used in the normal subject position in statements about time, distance, or weather. So you'd say like it's like about 5:30 or whatever, and then used in the normal subject or object position when a more specific subject or object is given later in the sentence. So, like, it's impossible to assess the problem. Don't really get that. I feel like something that's interesting about grammar is, like, I actually have no idea what it is or, like, what it does. Like, it just, like, when you're fluent in a language or, like, having learned a language as, like, a baby, you're just like, oh, no, that just sounds right. Or, like, it just makes sense. But when you, like, try to break it down and, like, try to learn it like that, like, my brain is like, oh, no, like, I literally couldn't tell you what, like, imperative means. No. See, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of, like, words that I learned when I was learning French eons ago. But I guess that's it. Gonna move right along to Golden Age of Wrestling off of Tombstone Piledriver, Golden Age's brand new album. This is a song, At Your Best, You Are Ja Rule. On Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Tell me what it is. What it is, no need to make believe. Look beyond your world. Try to find
says you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard At Your Best, You Are Love, which is a cover of an Aaliyah song by Frank Ocean off of Endless, his kind of like fake-out album, but for Blonde. And then just for that, you heard At Your Best, You Are Ja Rule by Golden Age of Wrestling off of Tombstone Piledriver. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about it. What is it? Who has it? I don't know. Couple definitions: used to emphasize a following part of a sentence. Another one: the situation or circumstances, things in general. I feel like that's a good one to sum up just like what's going on. It's awful. What's it? Everything. You know what I mean? But that's okay. I'm gonna move on because I'm kind of running out of time. Ah. So, this is We Need Mo Color Abundance by Pink Sifu out of Birmingham, Alabama, off of the album Negro. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, lazy, running for my own life now. I'm really turning some time, looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop calling, it's time to let me be. If you think you can say
Welcome back to CHR 101.9 FM, or just welcome. I don't know if you've been here, if you're just tuning in, if you're like kind of like flexing in and out. Either way, thank you. Dork appreciates it. You just heard Ford Commercial by Necking off of Meditation Tape, their like very first EP. Oh my god, their baby EP. Then just where that was Andromeda by Waze Blood off of Titanic Rising, and then opened that set with We Need Mo Color Abundance by Pink Sifu off of his album Negro. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about cool pronoun it. I think that we're kind of getting into like what we usually mean when we say like it is as cool. So exactly what is needed or desired, or informal sex appeal, sexual intercourse, which I thought was kind of funny. Something that, I don't know if you know, what a segue, vampires are usually used in like film and storytelling to like show the dangers of, it's like an example of xenophobia in genre, especially specifically in horror. So like to show the dangers of like usually Eastern European, but just like foreigners coming in and like soiling virgins. and they're like essentially sexual, which is kind of cool. I just say that because the next three songs are all about vampires. So this is Vampire by Moo. Came out 4 years ago. It's like crazy to think that was so that long ago. I remember when it came out, I was like a little baby. I was like, oh my god. Great album though. So this is Vampire by Moo. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Take it. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Do you like that?
Bad at sex, bad at sex. Bad at sex, bad at sex.
How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
1, 2.
Be there.
We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're reaching the end of our show. You just heard Lost Boys by the Courtneys. Just before that was Bubble Baby by Dame out of Richmond, Virginia, and then opened that set with Vampire by Moo. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about cool pronoun it. Who has it? Who's got it? Who wants it? I don't know. Another definition, denoting a person or thing that is exceptionally fashionable, popular, or successful at a particular time. Ding, 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 ding. So this is the definition that started it all. And it's funny, it's almost the last one. But that's like kind of what I mean. And then the last one, in children's game, the player who has to catch the others, which I think is a funny one to follow. Like someone who's exceptionally fashionable. It's like, you're it. Like, thank you. I have to now chase you around. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments. It's going to close this show with Kylie Minogue's new single off of her forthcoming album, Disco. This is Say Something. Kylie Minogue is it. If you don't know it, now you know it. Thank you so much for tuning in to CATR. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments. I hope you felt it. I hope you got it. I hope you know it. Enjoy Kylie's new song, Say Something. Oh, yeah.